influence in the environment. The field of epigenetics has begun to flourish, examining how everyday experiences and stresses alter genetic activity. 32. Qualia biology would lead to a new understanding of life and its origins. Life has always existed as pure consciousness. Every property that has emerged in living things had its source as unmanifest potential, primary intelligence, creativity, and the evolutionary impulse. Being non-local, the field of infinite possibilities has no beginning. Therefore, life has no beginning either. What begins, evolves, declines, and ends are life forms carrying out their qualia programs. 33. The origin of life forms is the differentiation of pure consciousness, pure life, into multiple forms of life, or qualia conglomerates, life in the relative world. 34. The evolution of species is through natural selection, but in a much more comprehensive sense than Darwinian natural selection, which is based entirely on breeding rights and finding food for survival. What members of a species actually select for is enhanced qualia experience. This is the driving force in evolution. And since consciousness is unlimited, new qualia emerge, flourish, and seek maximum expression. The wild variety of life on Earth is a collective attempt to turn one planet's ecology into a playground for qualia. The purpose of evolution is to maximize experience of every kind. 35. Evolution is purpose-driven through each species as it experiments with its environment and gets feedback. A feedback loop is set up that creatively meets every challenge from the environment, sometimes successfully, sometimes not. When seen as a whole, life on Earth is a qualia network, but so are the individuals within each species. Everyone's experience affects the whole. 36. Genes, epigenes, and neural networks store and remember each step of evolution, following the path traced by experience. Seen for what they actually are, these recording devices are symbolic signatures of dynamic qualia networks. Each network is self-organizing, because no two species and no two individuals are working from exactly the same qualia program. Each scenario is unique. Each works through its own possibilities. 37. Evolution is a never-ending process, because it is rooted in an inherent property of consciousness, the impulse to create. Although evolution is synonymous with growth, the actual process includes the preservation of new creations and absorbing them into the entire system, whether that system is the human body, a niche in the environment, or the entire cosmos. 38. Humans have the gift of self-awareness, which is the key to freedom. Self-awareness means that we are not driven, much less are we imprisoned, by our qualia propensities. We are as dynamic as mind itself. This bespeaks an unbreakable connection with pure consciousness, which by definition cannot be a prisoner of itself. Infinite potential knows no limitations. Self-awareness, coming to terms with its true nature, will be the starting point for the next leap in our creative evolution as a species. This leap will also remake the cosmos, since we inhabit a humanized universe. The universe fits our perception of reality. 39. This leap in evolution will be conscious, dictated by human aspirations. It will involve the emergence of new self-organizing networks of qualia structures and conglomerates. That is, a new mindset will emerge, catch fire, reach a tipping point, and finally, establish itself as the next human reality. Such a transformation isn't mystical. When the layers of aggression, war, poverty, tribalism, fear, deprivation, and violence begin to fall away, the qualia that remain lie closer to their creative source. It's crucial for outworn qualia to be peeled away first. In turn, this requires that inertia, born of unconsciousness, is abandoned in favor of the dynamic growth of new qualia networks. 40. Quantum mechanics and classical science will always be useful for the creation of new technologies. But qualia science could take our civilization in the direction of wholeness, healing, and enlightenment. Appendix 2. How Cosmic Consciousness Behaves. Modern physics has given us a detailed picture of how the physical universe behaves. The only problem is that there is no purpose or meaning to the picture. If we want to topple the reliance on randomness as the prime mover in the cosmos, we need to take the same picture and show what, if anything, is added by introducing the cosmic mind. Here, in brief, are the actions of consciousness in the universe, each one chosen to address known behaviors throughout creation, behaviors founded on quantum principles. 1. Cosmic consciousness keeps opposites in balance without one side abolishing the other. The coexistence of opposites is called complementarity. In any situation in which opposites exist, one can replace the other in specific circumstances. Yet at the same time, each implies the other, as negative implies positive and north implies south. 2. Cosmic consciousness devises new forms and functions out of itself. This kind of self-organization is called creative interactivity. In living organisms, there is sentient interactivity. Living creatures constantly interact with their environment, including other sentient beings, seeking food, propagating the species, and being aware of the existence of others at different levels. The argument that only human beings possess sentience is hollow. It's a basic attribute of consciousness itself. 3. Cosmic consciousness has the urge to build upon the old to create the new. This behavior is called evolution. Confining evolution to life on Earth is a narrow perspective. The entire cosmos exhibits evolution as a basic trait. The alternative, a universe operating randomly for more than 10 billion years, only to hit upon evolution when planet Earth appeared, is unreasonable. What brought the planets into existence if not evolution from simpler collections of matter? 4. Cosmic consciousness operates locally through separate events that are too far apart to be considered in touch with each other. But at the same time, it holds these events together at a deeper level where nothing is separate. This trait is called veiled non-locality. 5. Cosmic consciousness sets up the universe so that our way of viewing, whether through physics or biology, isn't violated. Each perspective justifies itself. No matter how many stories we tell about reality, the whole story is kept from view. This trait is called cosmic censorship. 6. All the parts of the cosmos are structurally similar, or can be seen as having likenesses at deeper levels. Two observers looking at different levels of nature can communicate and understand each other because of repeated patterns and forms that share resemblances. This principle is known as recursion. Cosmic consciousness mirrors the observer's state of being. There is no privileged point of view, even though in the past, religion claimed to have a privileged point of view, while today, science does the same. But each story is provided with evidence to support it. Because our state of being interacts so intimately with reality, that observer, observed, and the process of observation are inseparable. What we've just outlined are the behaviors of every aspect of nature. They aren't metaphysical dreams. Cosmic consciousness produced the universe as a living, self-organizing system. At every instant since the Big Bang, nature keeps repeating the same behaviors at every level. In biology, it is undeniable that living things organize themselves, using DNA as a basic template. Horses create baby horses. Horse livers create new liver cells. Each cell sustains the process of eating, breathing, excreting, dividing, and so on. This self-organization is dynamic, and when necessary, it has the flexibility to adapt to new conditions. A horse can live high in the Andes Mountains or below sea level in Death Valley because its cells are adaptable. A horse can run or stand still. It can be pregnant or not. These are massive changes of state, but the horse's body, from the level of its DNA upward, regulates itself. If it didn't adapt to changing conditions, it would die. This ability to adapt is reflected in how a molecule is organized, and an atom, and a quark. In all cases, there is adaptation in the face of change, and the whole system participates. If we scrutinize a horse at various levels, we see atoms, molecules, cells, tissues, organs, and finally, the complete creature. But the horse is more than a collection of its parts, as a cathedral is more than glass, stone, marble, metal, cloth, and precious stones. If a horse's liver cells opt out, there can be no horse. If the DNA inside a cell decides not to divide, there is no horse. Why don't all kinds of things opt out? There are trillions of participating parts in a living horse. Cars and trucks have numerous parts, and much to our frustration, a few always seem to be breaking down or threatening to. But so far as nature is concerned, a horse is only one thing, a species of awareness. And at the level of awareness, all participation is unified. For any living creature, a blowfish, fruit fly, or horseshoe crab, there is interconnection at each level. Each level retains its own integrity while meshing into the next level. This dynamic stream of cooperation is the modern equivalent of the religious notion of the great chain of being, which held that God seamlessly wove together every level of creation. In non-religious terms, we say that complex systems organize themselves through the natural behavior of consciousness, the behaviors we've just listed. The following is a grand summation of the things that put human beings foremost in the universe. To understand this, you don't have to look through the Hubble telescope. Much closer to home, a heart, liver, or lung cell behaves like the universe itself. The matchup is perfect. How every cell mirrors the cosmos. Complementarity. Each cell preserves its individual life while maintaining a balance with the whole body. Even cells that seem like opposites, such as a bone cell and a blood cell, are necessary to each other. They are necessary to the whole. Creative interactivity. Each cell produces chemical products to fit specific situations, such as how much oxygen is needed in the blood at very high versus very low altitudes. Genes adapt creatively to change all the time by creating new mixes of chemical products in the cell. Evolution. All cells begin with the same DNA, as well as the same general stem cell structure. In the womb, these stem cells recreate the entire evolution of life on Earth, going through specific stages until the final evolutionary stage, becoming human, is reached. Veiled non-locality. Each cell has perfect knowledge about the events it controls, but the wholeness of the body is invisible and concealed. It has no physical fingerprint, even though the wholeness of the body is the whole point of every event taking place in a cell. Cosmic censorship. Every cell mirrors the laws of biology, which cannot be violated, otherwise the cell would be unable to exist. What censors non-locality, or wholeness, is the appearance of almost infinite events taking place all around us, seemingly following established reality, but in fact veiling or clouding what lies underneath ordinary perception. In duality, even the mind can't know its own wholeness through thinking. Recursion. As different as cells look when gathered into kidney, bone, heart, or brain tissues, they are basically the same. They follow the same patterns. At the deepest layers of physicality, all electrons are the same, prompting Richard Feynman to state that there is really only one electron. Recursion allows understanding to be built up from familiar patterns. We can understand one another and communicate. This is made possible by repeating the same processes in each cell and linking all of them back to DNA. This is Kaleo Griffith. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of You Are the Universe, Discovering Your Cosmic Self and Why It Matters, by Deepak Chopra, MD, and Menas C. Kafatos, PhD. This program was directed by Arthur G. Insana. Executive Producer, Aaron Blank. Text copyright 2017. By Deepak Chopra, MD, and Menas C. Kafatos, PhD. Production copyright 2017, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.